Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Shauna Henry, and I will be reading Teach Me to Abide. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you today with hearts longing to meet with you. We humbly ask that your Spirit teach us what it means to abide in Christ. John 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. When I started praying about how to live a life abiding in Christ, God gave me a visual that I'll never forget. I was pregnant with my first son. He was my first baby, and I was so excited. I was so aware of this sweet little life inside me and would do anything to foster healthy growth. Everything I did and thought about revolved around this little boy. I felt every kick and every movement. I did all the research to make sure I was nurturing him well, ate the right food, took prenatal vitamins, didn't lay on my back every night no matter how uncomfortable it was, didn't eat turkey meat or sushi, which is a big deal for me, and never took medicine when I was sick. All to nourish and protect this life inside me. As the months went on, this life grew and eventually came out of me as a healthy, living child. God showed me that this is what it's like to have the Spirit inside of us. New life, only it's Christ in me. The divinity of the Godhead literally lives inside of us. We have personal access to all of his goodness, all of his strength, all of his power, and all of his magnificent glory and honor because he dwells in us. Resting in him, abiding in him, and letting him be our strength is where we come alive in Christ. It makes me wonder, are we just as aware of him in us as we were when we carried our children? Or are we too busy going about our days, checking off our lists? When we are busy and caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, it is easy to start functioning out of our flesh. Much like when I was pregnant with my youngest son. I still loved my son dearly, who was growing inside me, but I most definitely wasn't as aware of his kicks and movements, because I was distracted, running around caring for my other two children. I may have eaten some sushi, slept on my back, only for a few minutes, and lifted my 30-pound five-year-old multiple times a day. But that baby was still alive and active in me. My awareness and focus just changed. But even as I was running after my other two kids, and amongst the busyness of my life, when I thought about it, I could pause and enter into that stillness within myself and sense the child within me and feel his kicks and his movements and his presence inside. This is much like abiding in Christ. When we rest in the Lord's presence within us, when we dwell there as he dwells with us, this is where we find freedom. This is where we find victory. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I will lead you to springs of living water." This voice is not a stranger to our spirit. It is God's voice within our spirit. This isn't something mystical, but something practical. Our job is to be in his presence so much that we recognize his voice even with the noise. If we can train ourselves little by little to function out of rest in our inner being, we will bear much fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control will just naturally flow out of us. Deep within, we will learn to yield to God and to trust our Lord, resting in and abiding in the vine within ourselves, surrendering ourselves to God and learning to live out of his strength rather than our own. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are so very thankful for your Spirit within us. Teach us to be aware of and abide in you moment by moment. I ask that these truths root deeply in these precious women's hearts. Help us to abide in you so we can live a life of abundant rest. Amen.